すみです。Once upon a time on the age of a black horse, the little tiger Yoruka hid the children hand-singed in the stepmother. They were very poor, and the only thing they had was to eat was the pieces of wood. One night before the kid's sleep, he was tossing in his bed. Oh, what shall I do? I love my children, but they are starving. In that case, we will send them away. We will take them to the forest, and let them find their own food. Oh no, not that. If he runs, we will all starve. He argued with the stepmother, but finally, with a heavy heart, he agreed. In the next bedroom, Hensinget was still awake and overheard everything, so the very same was. When they heard what the stepmother was planning to do, she started to cry. Hey, so you must be loose. What happened to us? But Hans was a clever lad who always knew how to solve difficult problems. He tiptoed towards his sister and tenderly pressed her hand. Don't be afraid, Gretel. I was at Rivas. He put two fingers and slipped at the door. Outside, the moon cast a glow on thousands of white bubbles that quickly erected into a green meadow. Pensive stuff he bolted to the white stones. Gretel was still awake when he could.
What's he did?
I'll show you in the morning. Don't worry and go to sleep. Everything will be all right. Just as the sun came up, the stepmother pounded on the door.
Get up, you lazy children. We are going to the forest to cut wood. Here is a crossbow, serve it for later.
They studied in the woods, and soon it became almost as dark as night, because I heavy my tree above and not let the sunshine through. All the while, Hansel was secretly dropping a thread of little white pebbles. Hours later, they stopped, leaving the forest. The father piled up a heap of brushwood and made a fire. Soon it was bright and warm and talking. The stepmother was all smiles.
Sit by the fire and go to sleep, little ones. We will go and cut wood, and come back for you later.
Hensinget knew that she was not telling the truth, but stayed and waited and waited, but no one came to get them. The darkness finally surrounded them completely, and Gretel did not cry. Hensel silently put his arms around her, and they fell asleep. It was midnight when they woke up, and the moon was shining on the white pebbles, bright and greedily looking across the forest. Taking Gretel by the hand, Hensel led the night back to their little cottage. The father was happy to see them.
My children, how happy I am that they are safe!
But the stepmother was very angry.
How could you worry us so by getting lost in the woods?
A few days later, when the father was away, the nasty woman took the children into the forest herself. This time Hansel did not have any pebbles, only a piece of bread, but he was a smart boy. He told his sister,
I will tear the bread and use the crumbs to make a trail.
He carefully dropped the crumbs, one by one, but by the time they reached the middle of the forest, thousands of little birds had come along and eats up all the crumbs. The stepmother pretended to go and gather wood, but she did not come back. When the children tried to find their way home, there were no crumbs to show them the way. They were really lost.
Gretel, I'm so hungry.
Hansel, I'm so frightened.
We must pray dear Gretel for our heavenly father to help us. He loves us and will not let us starve in the woods. They need and see their prayers.
When last night we go to sleep,
14 angels watched me sleep,
and then they fell into a deep sleep.